crackle, crackle. Pop, pop. Our records never die.
Not this record!
Singles, albums,
LP records,
phonograph.
Gold records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
Yeah, it's the jumping little record I want my jockey to play.
I am a DJ, I am what I play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go hand dancing there by the record machine.
You got two turntables and a microphone.
Goes the last DJ
in that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Today on the Vinyl Experience, meet the Beatles. 50 years to the week of its release, the iconic album gets turned around by an eclectic mix of artists and then gets spun straight from a virgin vinyl copy. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is the Vinyl Experience.
I'm not the kind of guy who likes to play Big Brother, but I just see your date outside, he's with another. I saw you both come in, and clearly you're not meant for him. So please, please hold my hand. Hold my hand, yeah, yeah. Hold my hand, yeah, yeah. Hold my hand, and I'll see you home. I want to tell you I'd like to take you far away from here, discreetly. Our love was meant to be, and darling, it's a dirty deal. Please, please, hold my hand. Hold my hand, yeah, yeah. Hold my hand, yeah, yeah. Hold my hand, and I'll see you home.
Neil Innes' satirical take on the Beatles as the Ruddles begins with a takeoff of I Want to Hold Your Hand called simply Hold My Hand, with no apologies to Hootie and the Blowfish. Right now, it's a taste of the first middle-of-the-road Beatle cover from 1964, Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra doing I Want to Hold Your Hand, the opening cut of the original Capitol album. On to side one, cut two, performed here by Elton John with some help from an ex-Beatle, and the first to perform a Beatles song post-breakup that he did not originally sing.
I'd like to thank Elton and the boys for having me on tonight. We tried to think of a number to finish off with so that I could get out of here and be sick. And we thought we'd do a number of an old estranged fiancé of mine called Paul. This is one I never sang. It's an old Beatle number, and we just about know it.
Here we are.
She was just 17, and you know what I mean. And the way she looked was way beyond the pale. I'm
From the Hard Day's Night soundtrack on United Artists, the George Martin Orchestra offered This Boy as Ringo's theme. The Vile Experience is recreating Meet the Beatles track by track, but by others. Side 1, Cut 4, Scotsman take on the Scouse, as Franz Ferdinand covers It Won't Be Long. from 1979, Moon Martin's All I've Gotta Do, and now one that needs a little explaining. Beatalica is an imagined meeting of the Beatles and Metallica, where similarly titled songs get mashed up. And so, And Justice for All joins with All My Loving.
Close your eyes.
Vinyl Experience, honoring the 50th anniversary of Meet the Beatles with an all-remake recreation of the album. Flipping over now to side two, Cut One, the first cover of a George Harrison song, and George's first published tune at that.
Since she's been gone, I want no one to talk to me. It's not the same, but I'm to blame, it's plain to see. So go away. Till she's here, please don't come near, just stay away. I'll let you know when she's come home. Until that day, don't come around, leave me alone, don't bother me. No time for you right now, don't bother me. I know I'll never be the same if I don't get her back again. Because I know she'll always be the only girl for me, but till she's
British artist Gregory Phillips fizzled ultimately, but his Don't Bother Me was a brief moment in the 1964 Sun. Fast forward to 2014. Today's fuzzy, lovable Zuzu pets sing. And maybe your little child will meet the Beatles this way. Till There Was You. It was Meet the Beatles' only non-original, unlike its British counterpart With the Beatles, which was chock full of covers. The show tune from The Music Man made its first hit parade appearance in that 1957 single by the Nelson Riddle Orchestra featuring vocalist Sue Rainey, who was just 17. You know what I mean. Side 2, Cut 4. Phil Spector meets the Beatles for the first time. He produced this 1964 version of Lennon and McCartney's least favorite song on the album, Hold Me Tight, by The Treasures, featuring Pete Anders and taking the fab new sound back to doo-wop. ¶¶ great fame did not follow the Treasures version of Hold Me Tight, but this version of I Wanna Be Your Man was given to this group by the Beatles before they released it on either With or Meet. The Rolling Stones took it to the bank. The Smithereens recreated the entire Meet the Beatles album, and so we end this tribute with the album's original closer, Not a Second Time. But wait! Yes, a second time. I've just split the shrink wrap on a virgin copy of Meet the Beatles that I've been saving for such an occasion, and here it is, in its entirety, on the vinyl experience.
I wanna hold your hand. Oh please, again. That boy isn't good for you, though he may want you to. This boy wants you back again.
Just me.
And when I wanna kiss you, yeah, all I gotta do is call you on the phone and you come running home. Yeah, that's all I gotta do. And the same goes for me. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Pretend that I'm missing the lips I'm missing and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll ride home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll ride home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving.
Till she's here, please don't come near, just stay away. I'll let you know when she's come home until that day. Don't come around, leave me alone, don't bother me. Because I know
please don't come near, just stay away. I let you know when she's come home until that day. Don't come around, leave me alone, don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me.
Tell me I'm the only one.
That's the vinyl experience.
Next week, part three in this ongoing series on the Beatles' 50th anniversary in America, some unique reflections on Beatlemania from a documentary LP of that time. Archived Vinyl Experience shows are available at prn.fm/archives and rtds.ca on demand. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.